From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Bring down that Browns-Steelers game and doing some start sit questions. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer to talk about some tough start sit calls for every position in Week 3. But first, Adam, let's get one big takeaway from each of the Browns and Steelers from the Browns' 29-16 win on Thursday night that included one of the most incredible all-time DST touchdowns I've ever seen in terms of not having any impact on the game. The Steelers end up giving up a DST touchdown on their, you know, Music City Miracle attempt late in the game. So if you started the Browns DST, way to go. But yeah. Give me a big takeaway from the Browns in this one.
Geniuses. The big takeaway for me is to sell high on Amari Cooper. I think we've got a great window here, back-to-back 100-yard games. And, you know, maybe he's going to be better than we all expected. He was only started in 45% of leagues despite coming off a 100-yard game. The Steelers' secondary does not look good right now. I mean, they couldn't cover anyone. They have no pass rush without T.J. Watt. And this was a great matchup for Amari Cooper, and it was a great matchup for David Njoku, too. But I'm just not really buying it with Cooper. More like I'm not buying it with Jacoby Brissett. He played a very good game today, but I don't buy it for him. And I would try to sell high on Amari Cooper. The Steelers have now given up 95 or more yards to 4 wide receivers in 3 games.
Wow, plus 89 to Njoku in this one. I will say Cooper's really good. He's getting a 29% target share. So like, if they continue to funnel targets to him that way, I think he'll still be useful for fantasy, but
yeah, me too.
It's going to be hard to trust him on any given week. Let's talk about the Steelers.
The Steelers are an offense that gets zero explosive plays, basically. They have to paper cut their way down to scoring position, basically. And that means that anyone who's going to be good most weeks is going to be good only because of volume. You know, you're not getting big plays from Najee Harris. You're not getting big plays from Deontay Johnson, who I thought played great today. He was shadowed by Denzel Ward, and he got open pretty consistently. I thought he totally beat Denzel Ward. But there's nothing downfield. So they're one of the worst offenses for fantasy. I think at least Najee Harris ran well. I know maybe his averages weren't great. His explosiveness didn't look great, but I thought he ran well. He was met in the backfield a lot. Yeah. Just one man's take. I thought he had a pretty good game. So I'm comfortable starting him every week. He's a huge part of the game plan. He's probably more like a late second round pick than a first round pick. He's not going to return the value that you were hoping for. Deontay is the only one worth starting. Claypool is droppable. Pickens, you might want to wait just to see what happens if they go to Kenny Pickett and he throws the ball downfield a little bit more. These guys are just not going to give you what you were hoping in Deontay Johnson and Najee Harris. Luckily, they do get a lot of volume. If that goes away, then you're going to have a big problem, but I don't see that going away anytime soon.
Yeah, this is a reminder that, and you know, maybe the Carolina Panthers this year are also a reminder, don't ever say it can't get worse. Because this offense right now misses Ben Roethlisberger. At least he was completing those short passes with the high volume. He wasn't willing to take the deep shots, but Trubisky hasn't been able to hit on them. So yeah, that's it's a net negative so far. I'm hoping with the long week they give Kenny Pickett a look. You know, if it doesn't happen now, it won't happen until the bye week, I would think. But I'm hopeful they'll give him a chance. All right, let's move on to some start sit calls for week 3, and we'll go position by position. I got one tough one for you from each. Ready at QB. Who would you rather start, Tom Brady, Jameis Winston, or Jared Goff?
I'm going to go with Jameis Winston here. I'm not interested in starting Tom Brady. He just is completely depleted against, I think, a good defense. It has a really good secondary. So I'm going to go with Jameis Winston. Tough matchup against the Bucs last week. They really got to him. I know you're concerned about the injury for Winston, and I get that. But I'm not going to make it too complicated. I think Winston has about a 20-point game, which should be the most out of those 3.
All right. How about a running back? Jeff Wilson, Ezekiel Elliott, or James Robinson? Who would you start from those 3?
Let's go with Ezekiel Elliott. I expect the Giants to be without Leonard Williams. I think Zeke's got a chance to get in the end zone this week. He hasn't been that bad. He hasn't been that good, but I expect him to be a pretty big part of the game plan, and all of those guys have issues. Zeke, most likely to score a touchdown, in my opinion.
That's fair. Wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Lockett, or Adam Thielen?
Oof. No trust in Lockett.
Lockett has like a 27% target share from Geno Smith dating back to last season.
trust. I can't trust it.
That's fair.
No, and that would be a perfectly fine answer. I'm going to go with Adam Thielen and say it's time to get him in the end zone in a game that should be pretty high scoring against the Lions.
All right, let's go with a tight end. Would you rather start Dawson Knox or Zach Ertz this week?
Yeah, Ertz. Actually like Knox's matchup. I like him in DFS. He's pretty cheap, especially on FanDuel. I'm going to go with Zach Ertz. He's just a big part of what Kyler Murray's doing, big part of the red zone attack. He's probably the most likely player to get an end zone target on the team. I don't like him as much as I usually do because the Rams are very, very good against tight ends. This is a brutal matchup dating back to last year, but I will take Ertz.
One thing I will say is maybe part of the reason why Kyler Murray's had such a bad start to the season is because of how much he relies on Zach Ertz. I don't think he's particularly good at this point anymore, but he is the number two target on that offense right now. So, yeah, I think Zach Ertz is probably the play there. That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow with a few more start sit calls. We're going to be talking about some waiver wire stashes if you want to beat the week 4 waiver wire. We'll see you next time.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.